Are you stuck in your grief? As important as your past was to bring you to your right now, here in your present, how much more important is your right now to bring you to your future? So why dwell on a past you can't change when you can focus on a present you can change? Well, this line of thinking goes along with a verse from Philippians 3, verse 13, where Paul tells us to forget those things that are behind. Now, please note, it tells us to forget the past, which are those things that are behind. It doesn't tell us to keep digging it up. You and I have buried in our past many unpleasant, painful, and regretful experiences. But if we willfully dwell on them, feeling guilty because of them, keep beating ourselves up over and over with them, we will begin to relive them. And it ain't pretty, is it? When you're stuck in grief, you close yourself off from interactions in life that normally would be healthy for you. You're so grieved, so full of sorrow, that you close your world in. You start disengaging from life so as to control your world. But the more you disengage, the more you've cut off that life supply. And now you're really, really deeply stuck in grief. You're in that deep ditch I talked about in the previous podcast, which was the 9th podcast. And you'll want to revisit your fruit assessment page so as to go over it by putting those check marks or X's on each of those 13 lines. Friend, we can't have a good future by dragging the past into our right now, because by doing so, the past becomes our future. Constantly criticizing yourself for past mistakes and regrets doesn't help you. Instead, it tends to continue the very behavior you want changed. Constant memories of past failures with a loved one who has passed can poorly affect how you are right now because you're stuck in grief. Now here's the good news. The moment we determine to change our minds with God's help and stop giving power to the past will lose its power over us. There's an old saying that goes like this about your past. Don't curse it, don't nurse it, don't rehearse it. Instead, disperse it, and God will reverse it. Your effort to control your life and cut off relational ties will not help anyone, least of all you. In the Old Testament, we learn that when Ruth lost her husband, she did not disengage from life. Boaz commented on this, saying to Ruth, "I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." You can read that out of Ruth, chapter 2, verses 11 through 12. And as we know, Ruth became the great-grandmother of King David, through whose physical lineage came Jesus, our Savior. So, let's choose to go from grief to glory. Choose to move forward from your grief and rebuild healthy relationships. Serve others in your community. Express your emotions to trusted loved ones. Share your story with others, including me on this podcast if you want. Begin a new sport, a hobby. If you don't have a pet, you may want to think about getting one. Stay active. Exercise by committing to a routine walking schedule with a friend, or go to the gym, or at least have a bare minimal exercise area in your home. Well, the bottom line here is that the most important thing to understand if you're stuck in grief is that only you can make the decision, the effort, to get unstuck. Only you can make the decision to move on. Only you can lay your overwhelming, stuck in a deep, deep ditch feelings of sorrow and grief at the feet of Jesus Christ and tell Him that you trust Him no matter what. Tell Him as many times throughout your waking hours that you're going to trust Him, that you're going to praise Him no matter how you're feeling. Tell Him something like this: Jesus, I know that I must move on. I'm making the decision right now to get myself unstuck from this place in my grief. And I need you to replenish my life supply. I trust you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for blessings in my life. Amen.